Another piece is from Igor Stravinsky's Serenade in A Major, very rarely recorded work.
Mm-hmm. What I find interesting about this and why I placed it on the recording in this manner is that it's neoclassical, almost neo-baroque in a sense. So it's Stravinsky's take on this style. And it's only one of only two such works that he wrote for piano. The other work being the sonata. They date from around the same time, I think, end of the 20s. And it's in four parts. First is hymn, H-Y-M-N-E, the French hymn. Romanza, rondoletto, and ends with cadenza finale. I think it's in Italian, was mistaken. But for me, one of the interesting facts about it is that at one point, I think it was in the late 50s, I played it on a recital at Champaign-Urbana, University of Illinois, at which the son of Stravinsky, Sulima, was teaching. He was a professor at Champaign-Urbana. And I had met the father. I had met Igor at Ravinia, at the summer home of the Chicago Orchestra. He was conducting the orchestra one night, and I was soloist the next. Unbelievable human being, what he represented. It's amazing the packages that the great human achievements often arrive in. You know, we're kind of used to mythological figures, you know, Superman type creatures, but you get a little wizened gentleman who writes a Rite of Spring or Symphony for Winds. It's truly wondrous, astounding. Anyhow, it was very valuable for me to meet with Stravinsky's son, because he was a pianist, and he confirmed there were a number of misprints in the music, or things that I thought to be misprints, and he was able to confirm them for me. So I feel that I play a pretty reliable version of that piece.